Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, I love you, Bob Seska.
I heard it in my spinning glass.
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi. You're attending Q spinning classes these days?
That was my spinning class, I think I heard. That wasn't you. That was my spinning
class. The QAnon spinning class, right, where they're referencing the storm.
By the way,
I'm here at Comic Ping Pong here in the basement of the pizza place right here in Washington, D.C. Pizza. I come for the pizza, stay for the horrible child eating.
Okay. Bob. I just tried to tease you with my Instagram with my bike pictures to try to lure you to the West Coast. For instance, I have a new bike boyfriend. He's a triathlete. His name is Steve. He's from Oregon. I'm riding with him Saturday. I'm just saying, if you moved here.
Yeah, that's no incentive. Because you know what? I used to ride in Kona, Hawaii,
yes,
where all the triathletes are. And it was so humiliating every time out. It's like, I'm pumping away. I am riding as hard as I can down that main strip where all the Ironman triathlons happen. And yes, these triathletes, holy God.
Yes.
It's like they're on rockets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Vroom, one after another. Vroom. I give up. I can't even.
Oh, you big hunk. Big slab of man. You'd be fine. All right. Let's let's get into it. Thank you. I've already quoted you before I got to talk to you live, because you just tweeted, Abbott thinks rapists jump out of dark alleys. No, rapists are often husbands, boyfriends, acquaintances, family. Rape victims might not know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. Most likely they won't. And due to the Texas law, victims will be stalked and doxxed whenever they try to terminate. I mean, it's just so on brand 2021 Republicans, and going, well, we're just going to get rid of rape. We're just like, oh, well, then why didn't anyone think of that before? I mean, they're so not in the real world, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, what they're doing with this law is they're turning every single pregnant woman in Texas into a target, because, you know, if you put a financial incentive to anything, you're going to get all kinds of crazies and weirdos stalking and doxing and, you know, just acting like, you know, they deserve to go around and bother pregnant women. You know, you don't have an abortion because I'm going to be right here. I'm watching you. They'll do the whole Robert De Niro thing from Meet the Parents.
Circle of trust. Yeah.
That's exactly how that's going to go. So irrespective of how you ended up getting pregnant, if you're pregnant in Texas, you are now a target because of this law. Now, they may not be able to sue you, but they're going to be keeping their eyes on you, whoever they happens to be. And I imagine there's going to be a whole sub-industry of, you know, bounty hunters and, you know, subcontractors working for those bounty hunters, fanning out across Texas to reap the financial benefits of this. That's real money. $10,000 as a minimum is real money.
Yeah.
And they're not going to walk past that without doing something.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, if they thought they saw a female tsunami before, you know, after starting with the Women's March and whatever. I mean, first of all, they don't have any coherent. There's Greg Abbott saying, oh, well, we'll just get rid of rape. I mean, and then Caitlyn Jenner, who, why are they even putting her, why are they even putting Caitlyn Jenner on TV? She's at 1% of the vote in this joke of a recall election. She's the joke of the joke, and they're putting her on TV and asking, does this make any sense to you? Hang on.
I am for a women's right to choose. I am also for a state having the ability to make their own laws.
What?
And so I support Texas in that decision. That's their decision. Mm. I'm okay with that. But as far as being a woman's right to choose, I don't see any changes in our laws in California in the future.
Don't hurt yourself twisting yourself.
I'm for the right to choose, but I'm for Texas's doing this law where women can't choose.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
she's for everything.
Meaning, I'm running for governor in California, and I don't want to offend anyone here. At the same time, I don't want to offend anyone in Texas either. So here's
but
me.
But she doesn't have a snowball's chance here. She's at 1%. Yeah. Larry Elder, who will make this to us, Texas, would be the one that wins. And Bob, what's terrifying, the Bob Seska don't get happy rule applies all the time. But in California, 76% of the ballots aren't in yet. So people seeing the polling going, oh, he's going to be fine. Newsom's going to be fine. Well, yes, we're a huge majority blue state, but only if people vote. And a lot of Democrats didn't even know this is happening, didn't take it seriously, whatever. And here we are, right?
Yeah, yeah. This could be absolutely tragic. I mean, a governor elected in a gigantic state like California with only like 19% of the vote or whatever it turns out to be. Yeah. That's a staggeringly awful outcome. And I also like to throw this in just to make people hate me. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fan of a multi-party system rather than a two-party system, that this is what it looks like. If you want every single party to have equal status in the United States, you're going to have presidents, senators, members of the House of Representatives elected with 19% of the vote. If you can live with like a Trump-style candidate running for president and winning with only 19% of the vote, by all means, let's get rid of the two-party system. I'm just throwing that out there as a...
Yes.
A public service announcement on one of my many things that pisses people off on Twitter.
I don't know why that made me think of Glenn Greenwald, but you retweeted Charles Johnson, who said Glenn Greenwald was always like this. He didn't suddenly change. He just changed who he targets with his grift. And you just said bingo.
Yep.
I mean, because a lot of us have, a lot of women, Bob, you know, have felt a lot of anger about the Jill Stein, whatever, the Supreme Court doesn't matter voters in 2016, you know, that you hate to be, this is like the most horrible, unsatisfying game of I told you so ever. Right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Elections matter in this country. And we've got, see, the thing that we need to do at this point is to focus on where, on the states that are now going to borrow the Texas outline for this abortion ban and adopt it in their own state. For example, Florida. The Florida legislature is now taking up a very, very similar law as to what was passed in Texas.
And you knew it. It's like, hold my horse paste. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, again, the outrage needs to be directed where the bills are still active in the legislature rather than where they've already been passed. I mean, obviously, there are efforts that need to take place in places like Texas in order to get through the loopholes and get around the law. But in terms of blocking the passage of any further laws, there are states that need to be focused on now, like as I said, Florida, which could be an utter disaster there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Speaking of utter disaster, I mean, we were talking about this earlier, Bob, but as COVID-19 deaths soared to almost 11,000 last week, a jaw-dropping 76% of Republicans still oppose requiring proof of vaccination at workplaces. Weekly deaths from COVID have increased to, almost 11,000 for the week ending September 5th. Among all respondents, a very solid 56% said they favor vaccine requirements and in order to go to an office or a work site. A little higher in another poll, right? Like 60% in another poll. But among Republicans, just 24% say they favor the requirement. A whopping 76% say they oppose it. I mean, somebody said to Dr. Fauci last night, I think, you know, we're basically two Americas now. But it just, in terms of vaccination, it just doesn't work. They can't, you can't close the borders between states. And so here we are, right? Are you, oh, you were looking, somebody tweeted, these videos of enormous college football crowds the last few days make me so happy to be an American. And you tweeted, you tweeted back at him, yes, seeing irresponsible people gathered in massive crowds with few, if any, protocols, worsening a pandemic and assuring that it'll take years to overcome it always makes me swell with happiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reaction to those pictures. Most of us sane people are like, oh, glug. Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah. Well, glug for me was just absolute rage. That's what I was experiencing watching those videos over the weekend. I had a fun weekend just getting pissed off at everything on Twitter.
Yeah.
Along those lines. And it's not just that they're refusing masks and many of them are refusing to get vaccinated. It's that now they're out doing activities in large groups of people where they're just spreading it around, making stronger, more powerful variants that will eventually, given the long enough timeline, variants that will bust right through any vaccination that we've all had.
Yeah.
So that's it's not only the recklessness with them and their, you know, infecting their family and friends and so on.
Yeah.
It's the optics of it that infuriate those of us who have been responsible all along. And I really feel like we need to push the freedom, we need to push back on the freedom argument. Really, the freedom that's being curtailed in all of this is not, it has nothing to do with lockdowns or masking or vaccines. It has to do with irresponsible people making sure that the responsible people can't return to some sort of normal life. And that's, you were talking about earlier how you're sort of in partial isolation. I'm in partial isolation.
I'm
now
back
I know
to,
Buzz Burbank.
I'm back to lockdown, basically. I mean, I'm back to just, you know, hiking, biking outside with friends or outside, any just anything outside. I'm not doing anything other than that. I'm alone pretty much 24/7. I mean, it's really psychologically wearing.
Oh, it absolutely is. We can't do the things that we want to do because these people are protracting the pandemic on into the foreseeable future. We have no idea when this is going to end. We have no idea when they're going to finally come around. I mean, there have been epidemiologists who've been talking about an inflection point in October where the current spike could end up subsiding because of the rate of vaccination. But, you know, who knows if that's actually going to go down that way. It looks like it's going to be, I mean, if you look at what's happening
in
school.
That was your Ted Lasso moment. But then you tweeted, the winter 2021-22 COVID spike will make last winter spike look like a minor blip. I mean, unfortunately, they're saying once winter hits again, and you just are like, oh, holy God. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I feel utterly resentful over the fact that I can't, you know, safely go into a restaurant or go back to the gym for that matter, because it seems like minor concerns. But for those of us who want to live our lives and who have things that we're interested in outside of our homes and we can't do those things, that's the real freedom that's being curtailed. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom or anyone else instituting mask mandates or vaccine mandates. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that the shirkers and irresponsible people are making life miserable for those of us who are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And we are absolutely doing the right thing. Never doubt for a second that you're doing the right thing. You absolutely are. If you have been following the rules, that is doing the right thing. And I think it's about time that we take back this freedom argument, because it's our freedom that's being curtailed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, I was going to go see my mom over Labor Day. Didn't feel safe traveling. Her nursing home's shut down because no one's vaccinated there. You know, I mean, it's just it feels endless, you know. And my big birthday, you remember how traumatic 40 was. is coming up in 3 weeks from today. And I was going to I wanted to go on a bike trip, you know, in France, wherever, like, forget it. I'm not, I don't even know if I'll be able to see my mom then, you know, or whether I'll be doing nothing with no one as usual for my 40th.
I can't even imagine getting on an airplane right now. I mean, all of those unruly passenger investigations have gone through the roof. The FAA has conducted more unruly passenger investigations this year than the previous 3 years combined.
Where was the latest video? Did you see it, Bob? The woman, grown woman, coughing on people deliberately in some supermarket or something. It somehow was given, like, grown adults the license to act like, you know, tantrums mid-toddler tantrum everywhere.
Yeah.
For supermarkets, planes. I mean, I've never seen people behave like this. It's insane.
Yeah. it's amazing what happens when a president who behaves like that steps up to the bully pulpit and basically gives tacit permission to everyone else to act like he does.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we're seeing, combined with all kinds of other horrible cocktail. Opioids are in there. I think we're going through some sort of national nervous breakdown. That, you know, we went through it, and, you know, coincidentally enough, 9/11, after that period of time after 9/11, we're going through it now. Yeah. And we're seeing it all over the place when it comes to grocery stores and airplanes and on the roads. Yeah. The roads are really treacherous on the highways.
Yeah. Yeah, which brings me to my favorite thing every week, and that is you thwacking Don Jr. in the nuts with a ruler on Twitter. It happens every week. You have to watch. Don Jr. tweeted, the only thing Joe Biden built back better was the Taliban. And you just said 5,000 Taliban released from prison by Donald Trump.
Yep.
Just fact check him. Same thing as whacking him in the nuts with a ruler. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I go to tweet something like that, and I'm like, this is the easiest thing in the world. It's like fish in a barrel. It's like going after Don Jr. because he walks right into his own propeller every single
steps
time.
Steps on another rake.
It's like he's inviting, right? It's like he's intentionally setting us up to troll him. It's like, okay, I'm going to get everyone to troll me today.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's this ridiculous thing that I'm going to say that's going to be easy to beat me up over.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Obliging him.
Don Jr. in the rake factory. Thwack. Oh, it happened again. Oh, well.
Right. Guys. Mm.
That's not it, Grandpa. Sean will find it.
Oh.
All right.
Give him a break.
Hold on.
He's got 10,000 sounds in there to deal with.
Yes. I know. There you go.
By the way, I looked
that's
it
rake
up.
In the
I
face.
Have... No, it's not. It's called thwack. Saying... Ask for thwack next time.
Thwack.
Okay.
Thwack. Yes, Bob?
I don't mind saying I have a sound box that I use on my own for my show, and it's got 24,000 sounds in it. I just looked it up when you guys were talking about it earlier.
And
so I'm beating you in terms of the size of my box.
We mostly mix our fluids. So, I have, how I got Delta, Delta, Delta. May I help you, help you, help you?
That's right, right.
Okay.
It's more of a volume thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You would measure it by volume.
Yes.
The volume of my box is much more substantial than the volume of your
Why?
Box.
Because it's fun.
Delta, 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 can I help you, help you, help you?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
God.
Oh, look at Grandpa. Grandpa's just hitting all
smashing
the buttons.
Buttons.
Oh,
we that's my favorite.
We missed
random
Sean already.
Buttons.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's close enough. Okay. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
Grandpa found fun.
Perfect. Nicely done.
Okay. All right, Bob.
You
here's what
break.
I love about
you're
you
late.
And I.
You need to break.
All right. We're breaking now, but here's what I love about you and I is we both love Ted Lasso because we're both little Ted Lassos. We try to be optimistic.
Oh,
we
try so hard.
Lift other people up. Like, I just really, all our regulars and people on the podcast network, I think, are just the smartest, funniest people in the country. And we just, that's all we can do, right? We got to just try to keep Ted Lassoing each other, lift each other up. It's just, I'm so tired of people tearing each other down. That's all we can do is lift up, you know, the voices and the people that we, you know, think are.
Except for Don Jr.
We're the last grown-ups in the room.
Yeah. Anyway, the Bob Seska show
except
is
for Don Jr.
Yeah,
you're right.
For Don Jr. Yeah.
Bob Seska is essential. Yeah. He and his show. Okay.
Thank
Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right.